Now, I just want to ask you a question, Dame Shirley. When when it comes down to intelligence, do you rate yourself as...
Oh, dear, what's coming?
Highly? Five. Four, not quite so highly. Three, medium. Two, below medium. Or... One.
Thick. I don't know, Ian. What do you rate me?
What do I rate you?
I'm not five.
Intelligence?
I'm not five.
Not four either. And slightly below par than a three. I'd probably rate you as a two.
Oh, thank you very much. What's two?
Slightly less than normal.
What do you think you are then?
I'm probably about a three.
Yeah.
Bordering on a four. Okay. Maybe.
As long as you don't say you're five, because that's a lie.
Oh, no, I'm definitely not a five. Definitely not a five.
I think I'm about a three. But it all depends on what subject, doesn't it?
It does. It
really
does.
I mean, you bring politics into things. I'm a number one, two there, you know.
Well, the reason why I asked this question is, at some point during this hour, I'm going to try and explain the first-past-the-post rule and the proportional representation.
Yeah, because I'm not 100% sure how that works.
And there is a lot of people. Do you notice old... who's the Welsh lady that's a gorgeous, the gorgeous lady? She's got a great voice as well. She got really upset. And I'm as mad as hell was the placard.
I can't think of
her. And they started
name.
A demonstration at Charlotte Church.
Right.
Charlotte Church. She's been in the news over the weekend because she's really, really hacked off with the government.
Oh, really? Oh, I haven't read the papers.
That so many other people are as well. You know, it's... I've got to be honest. Okay, we voted, and you know, if your lot didn't get in, you lost. Yeah. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
It's no good, like, pointing out some rules and facts and figures. But here's one. Before you start, I just want to chuck this in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because old Nigel Farage, even though he says he's taking the summer off, he was on TV again this morning.
That's
banging on about the fairness of this election.
Yeah.
And it is quite interesting that, I mean, see if you can have a guess. How many people actually voted for David Cameron's Conservative Party last Thursday?
I've got no idea, Ian.
11 million.
Right, and how many was for Farage? 4 million.
Well, let me work down to that. Let me work down. Is it about 11, just under 11 and a half million people voted? Labour Party?
Oh, not very many. Oh, dear.
Nine million. 9.3 million.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the UK Independence Party, they got more votes than anybody else, apart from the two we've just mentioned, the Conservative Party and the Labour Party.
Yeah.
So you can kind of see where they're coming from. They actually ended up with the third largest number of voters, but they ended up with just one seat.
Yeah, now, see, I don't understand that. I don't know.
Well, they come second in a lot of seats.
Yeah, they did.
And, you know, I can see why people are a little bit upset. And I can see why people are a bit, you know, I say the Green Party got 1.1 million, Scottish National Party 1.4, and Liberal Democrats, they even got more than the Scottish National Party.
Wow.
But then they would do, because they're, you know, there's obviously a lot more people living this side
of
the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's interesting to know that, you know, the UK Independence Party got 3.8 million people plus voting for its party, but they only ended up with one seat.
Yeah, but it's a lot of people, isn't it?
It is a lot of people. You can kind of understand why they're questioning the fairness of the outcome. But, you know, to that, I say, well, hang on a minute, we all knew the rules before we started. If we didn't want those rules, we should have said something about it. I mean, just say, for instance, as a game, this would just suggest that people were bad losers.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I'll be honest with you, I voted again and never got what I wanted.
And me.
So, you know, unfortunately, we just have to say, hey, look, we lost. There's more other people that want other things.
You see, I don't know anybody that voted for who got in.
No.
I don't know anybody. And any of my Facebook friends, none of them. It's amazing.
Yeah, I still think they are the noisy minority.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we are the noisy minority.
Yes.
But they would question whether or not they actually got the majority. Bearing in mind that There's 11 million people that voted for David Cameron. How many people can vote in the country? Well, there's about 70-odd million that live here.
Right.
Even if it was 50 million people that can actually vote, that's only like, you know, one-fifth of the people.
Yeah.
And if
yeah.
you break it down even simply, I don't want to, you know, overcomplicate things, but you look at the Isle of Wight, 110,000 yeah. people can vote.
Right.
And 28,000 of them voted Conservative. Well, that's not, that's just under a quarter, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or is it, no, sorry, it's just slightly more than a quarter.
So there wasn't, not everybody voted that could then on the island?
No, there was 40,000 people. There was more people that actually didn't vote than Andrew Turner got.
Votes. Goodness me, I didn't know
40
that.
40 odd thousand.
Wow. Probably
about 45,000 plus.
Wow, that's not good, is it?
Not good at all. Yeah. So I think it was about 60-odd%, 64%, 64.7.
But I know I shouldn't go on about it, but we didn't have anybody at my front door.
Well, the only person that came and knocked the door was Ian. Well, two people. Ian Stevens came and knocked the door. Incidentally, I'm gutted today because he's actually he paid out. He's the only one that lost his.
Yes, it's such a shame.
It is a shame.
Yeah.
But what's his name? Stuart Blackmore, the Labour guy, was out pounding the streets last year.
I remember him coming around last year.
Yeah.
I remember about
bank
the door.
Holiday. Bank holiday.
That's right, but that was a bit too soon, I thought.
Probably, and a bank holiday is not the best time.
No, but I mean, you're the right. Last few weeks we've had a couple of letters, notes put through the door, but nobody's actually knocked the door. They all, at one time, you had people knocking your door all the time.
Yeah, you did. But nowadays, it's the internet thing that kicks in.
That's true.
But,
yes.
You know, I noticed there was a lot of anger. There's a lot of frustration. Maybe we'll read out some of these messages over the next little while. People were upset with what had happened, and apparently, it's not very fair, and so on. And I say to this, come on, let's not be bad losers. They won.
Of course,
with the system
did.
That we were using,
yes.
They won. If they wanted to change the system, they should have made it public, and maybe we should vote on a system in future. But having said all of that, and then we see what happens is somebody's already commented on this, that the UK Independence Party would have had the third third most amount of votes, but they only ended up with one seat. And when I asked the question earlier on today, should we have first past the post or the proportional representation?
Yeah.
He said, no, not if it lets UKIP in. So you can't have it both ways.
No, that's right,
You've either got to have one way or not. It don't suit us because we don't like UKIP. Well, you know, you can't have it both ways. We go through the results and what it all means if, just say, for instance...
So you think I'm number one now, do you?
Well, yeah, I'm certainly number one. Hi, who's this?
Hi. Hello. Oh, sorry, I do apologise. I'm after John Owen, please.
John Owen?
Hello.
Oh, there he is. There's John Owen. I'll hang up now.
Okay.
Hang on, he's hanging up. No, he's just hung up now.
He's hung up.
Oh, can you do me a favour?
Yeah.
Pick up the phone. John, pick up the phone. Pick up the phone. He's just waving his face at you. Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone. Hang on. Hello, is he there?
Hello.
Yeah, now I'm hanging up. Here you go. Yeah, he's having a conversation with him. God, you just can't get the staff, can you? Oh, Grandad didn't know what we were doing there. He just hung up.
Joke. No, it's Johnny.
We should have asked him whether he was past the post or proportionate. So, anyway, you've got a list of things there. We should know what to do. Okay.
The ones that you put on the Facebook. That's
so
the
you're definitely a one, aren't you?
That's
you're definitely a one out of five.
You keep changing your mind.
We're going to come back to that in a moment.
Well, this is what you put on there.
I don't want to overtax you. I know the government are very good at it. They'll overtax you, but I'm not going to.
Well,
bearing in mind, you're a one or bordering on two.
Right? Over politics, yes. But if you ask me anything else, I'm pretty good.
Okay.
I don't know what, but...
All right, well, go on. These are 10 things that we should be able to do. Let's do the first one.
You haven't got 10 on here.
Well, you said 10, didn't
well,
you?
Well, I've got... You want me to find my list?
Oh, crikey.
I thought we were only doing the ones that you put on there.
No,
right.
We're doing your list of stuff. It's about 10, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll give you 10 if you like.
Yeah. See why you were bordering on a 2, but now you're definitely a 1.
Well, I told you a load just now. And you weren't... Oh, I don't think you were listening.
Hang on, the phone's ringing. I'll get more sense out of the caller, hopefully. Hi, who's this? Hello? Hello? Well, there then.
Okay.
Someone
then.
There.
Shall I go on?
Do you
on?
Know what? Even that conversation, that very brief conversation, I got more sense out of them. I ascertained that they weren't there. All right.
Do you want me to find 10 of my lists then? If I've
yes.
got a quite.
Yes,
right.
Please.
Do you know how to read a map? You should be able to read a map.
You should be able to read
oh,
a map.
You see, I'm not very good at reading a map.
Do you know what? I must admit, I struggle with reading a map.
Because I have to sort of put them upside down. If
yeah,
you, if
yeah.
You're going, if you,
yeah, yeah. Mm. You have to, like, point the map around. You have to turn the map around.
That's
so
right.
The way that you're looking at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a couple of years ago, we went down to a wedding down to Kent, and I had the map. And Mick says, what turning do we take off the motorway that we were on, you see?
Hmm.
So I told him, we'd gone way past it. We landed
naturally.
Up somewhere else where we shouldn't have been.
Hadrian's
Gravesend, of all places. know the offside rule, because I don't.
Hang on, let's just go back to map reading.
All right, then.
So when was... That was the last time we've obviously had to read a map.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
and you
yeah.
failed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
Do you have... Because somebody mentioned this at the weekend. You know, there's all those people that design maps and work on maps, and then someone comes along and designs a sat-nav, and it just blows it all... So have you got a sat-nav in the car?
No. Well, we don't need one, do we, really? Not when I'm sitting beside.
What, giving him the wrong instructions?
Yeah. But you know what? I've got a husband that will not stop and ask... Could you please? And I'll say to him, look, there's somebody here, quit, stop, and I'll ask them.
That's a man.
No, I'm not going to do that. He says, we'll find the road. Yeah.
That is definitely a man thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but why not?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, I mean, it's easy to stop and ask somebody where a certain road is or something, but he will not do that.
I've got to be honest, I reckon what it is, it's the same thing as what you witnessed yesterday in our garden. Okay, now I've got to tell the listener this.
That was a man thing.
That was a man thing, yeah. We've had a shed delivered.
Mm.
Okay, we've had a shed delivered, and it's a metal shed. My wife loves penny pinching. She really does. She loves saving money, and she's very good at it. But she said, do you want a wooden shed, or do you want a metal shed? And I said, come on, let's have a wooden shed.
Mm.
And she said, but they're more than the metal sheds. I said, okay, well, what are you saying? Well, you've got to have the metal shed. Then I read up on, you know, the reviews on having a metal shed, and almost everyone was saying how difficult it was because it comes flat-packed.
Yeah.
And there's, like, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pieces.
Of screws and that, are they?
Everything. It's just broken down into... And you've... Obviously, I struggled yesterday, but... All these messages were telling me, don't get that. Pay the extra 50 quid and get a wooden shed.
Yeah.
Or get me old mate Mark Petty to build one. But then he's taken on too much work and you know, it was going to take too long over it. I think that's what he said anyway. So I decided yesterday that I was going to do this. Now, my wife has been suffering with some kind of pain in her arm. Mm-hmm. I noticed arm, not
her arm,
know.
Yes.
And she kind of was, she had a face on her. You know when you women get a face on you?
No,
all I've asked her to do is, don't hold it, you don't have to, just make sure it don't fall over, that's all. It's not hard work at all. You can just lean against it if you want.
But it was windy, Ian, wasn't it?
But not that windy, was it?
Well, I don't know, we could hear the boat, the sides going.
So I've looked up at her and she's got a face with agony etched all over her face. So I'm thinking, all right, okay, well, I can't live with that. I can't do the job watching your face that's all screwed up and, like, got agony all over it. So I said, all right, don't worry, I'll crack on myself, okay? So anyway, she goes indoors, and then she comes out and she says, I'm just going shopping, all right? So she goes off up to Sainsbury's, and she comes back with two big bags of groceries. And I'm thinking, here, hang on a minute. You've carried them all the way back from Sainsbury's. That's at least a 10-minute walk. And you're moaning and groaning about leaning up against something for five minutes.
She obviously didn't want to help you, Ian.
Yeah. Next thing I know, the Grand Prix's on. The Grand Prix's on. So she's in the house watching the Grand Prix. You know, and I'm thinking, I didn't even get a drink. I didn't get do you need a lift? Do you need any help whatsoever? Nothing. And I turned the air blue. Getting back to the original question about men, it is that, and it's a fault of ours. I know that. Everyone else knows that. We kept saying, do you want some help? No, I'm all right. And just struggle on. You just struggle on. And I've almost finished it. I've got the roof to do. Hopefully Mark Petty's taken pity on me and put the roof on for me. You know, it was just that thing where men don't ask for directions. They just go.
That's right.
And they don't want to stop and ask. And I didn't want to I didn't want to have any help either.
Yeah, but you were out there for hours and hours and hours yesterday.
Well, it wasn't that long. I didn't start till about half 11, 12.
Yeah, but you
But by 5 o'clock, my tea was on the table and I called it in. So it was only 5 hours.
It's a long time to be out there in that hot sun.
Judging by the reviews on this shed, apparently some people have been there for days and it ended relationships. It has ended relationships.
Oh, I could see that happening.
Saw the reviews and, well, it ended the relationship there and then yesterday.
I could see it happening yesterday.
Do you know what? My wife even had the cheek to come out halfway through. There I am, blood, sweat, tears. One of these things has blown down. It's sliced my arm almost in two.
We could hear it rattling.
She came out and she said, "Do you want me to cook tea tonight?" No, I'll just pop in between putting up panels on the shed. You know, if that's all right with you.
I'm sorry I'm laughing, Ian, but it was so funny to hear you. We kept hearing the shed wobbling. And Nick did offer to come and help you, but you wouldn't have
I said
help.
No, I didn't.
And
you know.
I offered to help you. No.
I know. No. I know. So I thought I'd get on with it myself. And I'm almost there. Almost there.
That's a man thing.
It is a man thing.
A woman would be the same, I think.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, well, no, maybe not. I don't know.
Anyway, what was the other thing? We did the map build, the map reading,
what
and the next thing was...
Yeah, give a confident handshake.
A confident handshake.
Mm. I mean, I hate...
That's not what was next on the list, was it?
Well, I don't know what you put on the Facebook.
Just go backtrack. You had a list. You've got the list
in front of you. I've got my list here.
Yeah.
But I haven't got them in order.
Oh, right, because you mentioned the map and then you said something else.
Well, okay, then. What did I say next thing?
I don't know.
Oh, do you know?
You can understand why I did take you up on your offer of help to build my very complicated shed.
Words to the national anthem. Do you know them all?
That wasn't it, but do you?
No, I don't.
I don't.
Don't you?
So, hang on. God save our gracious queen. Now you're struggling, aren't you?
God save our loyal,
God save our gracious queen.
Long live our noble queen.
God save our queen. La 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 la.
Send us victorious, happy and glorious. Long to reign over us.
God save our queen. We know it.
Yeah, we should have stood up.
You've just gone up to a two.
Do you know which way is north? I mean, I wouldn't know.
Well,
if I went outside now and you said to me, "Go north," I wouldn't know which way to go.
Well, is that in the direction of cows?
I don't know.
So that'll be over there, won't it? So north's over there. Where you're pointing now, I reckon that's roughly where north
is. So
if
I went down that way...
Yeah.
Well, that's not... That's east to me,
that's
isn't
to,
it?
What, because it's on your left side? It's a bit of a difference. So you've just gone down to a one. If it's a bit of a difference left and right and west and east.
Yeah, but if you look at a map, your north is up.
Yeah, but what you do is you point the north, first of all. That's how you... And then align the map, don't you?
Well, if I had the map sitting in front of me now and I was looking at it...
I'm glad you didn't help me with this shade.
That's north up in Scotland, and east is that way, and west is Cornwall, and south is down where we are.
That's right, yeah.
Right, so north isn't that way.
It is over there. North's that way, isn't it? North's that way, towards cows, isn't it?
Right,
isn't it? That's right, isn't it?
No.
North Pole, up there, look.
No, north would be ride, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, ride and cows. It's all in the same direction, isn't it?
Well, ride is nearer north than cows.
Yeah. But from here, you know, over there, look, it'd be easier.
Right.
Is there a lower score that you can have?
Do you know how to introduce yourself properly?
Yes.
Go on, then, introduce yourself.
Hello,
to
I'm
me.
Ian. I sweep up, make the tea. I'm a general dog's body. Sometimes make the occasional complicated shed
good
and turn
at
the air
sheds.
Blue.
Do you know how to iron a shirt?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
I'm probably... What? I shouldn't say this, and hopefully my wife isn't listening and no one will tell her. Will they? And but I'm actually a better ironer, God, which, if that's the term.
Which bit do you do first?
Oh, collars.
Yeah, you're right.
Collars, work your way down.
You do know then.
And pristine.
Yeah, correct. Know.
But my wife used to put the creases in the jeans.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no,
not
that's
these
what I
days.
Said. Almost like split up over there.
Oh,
crikey,
God,
did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, who's that?
Was she ever a girl guide?
Hey, I
can imagine she didn't get any badges.
I could light a fire.
You could light a fire. Yeah, by accident, I guess.
Can you answer that question? Did you ever were you a girl guide or
no,
a brownie?
No, they wouldn't have me.
No. Ride, I think you'll find, is something like north-northeast.
Oh, yeah. Where's cows then?
East, northeast.
They are, you see.
Well, it's right in the middle.
No,
there.
Cows is north.
Oh. Cows is north,
oh,
yeah.
Ian was right then.
I would think so, yeah. Did you walk the white yesterday, Shirley?
No.
No.
She
I had
to come the wrong way.
She went around in circles.
Yeah. Yeah. Dear, oh dear.
Oh dear.
Yeah, not us. When is it, which way, whereabouts is the sunrise then, Cheryl?
Oh, for goodness sake. Now, listen, like, I'm only number one.
Which side of the island does it come up then?
In my back garden. Which is south, isn't it, Ian? Don't be rude.
East.
He's giving me rude.
I'm giving you... East. I'm just doing... That's my east.
Oh, that's
stage.
Right.
Yeah.
That's...
So where does it set then, Joe?
Well, in the west, I suppose.
Yes. Well done. You've won a badge.
We should get you a badge now.
Yeah.
We should get you a badge.
A blue badge.
It's no wonder I can't read a map, isn't it?
Dear, oh dear.
So, those things that we've mentioned so far, can you actually do those? Did you know the words to...
Well, I was going to say, Ian, that an Englishman's shed is his castle.
It will be. Yeah. Believe me, it will be, eventually.
When it's finished.
When it's got a roof on.
There you go. It's a man thing, isn't it? It's a man cave.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Do you know the words to the national anthem then, Keith?
What, the school version?
Oh, no, the proper version.
Which involves toilet bowls and loo rolls?
No. We've just done the proper version.
Which was what?
And we're not doing it again,
God
are we, Ian?
Green, long live our noble yeah. Queen, God save the Queen, yeah. Victorious, so she long to reign over
yeah.
us.
Yeah, go on then.
Something else. Then long to reign over us, God save the Queen. There's about five or six verses, I think, isn't there?
Oh, I think there's only one, isn't there?
No, I'm sure there's more than one. Unless we kept singing it over and over again.
There is... About
oh, there's a second
there's
verse,
about no
there?
There's about 14 verses.
No,
there is yeah. There's
really,
a, there's about 14 verses. I was going to ask you whether you knew the old Our Father who art in heaven.
Yeah, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Yeah.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
All right,
give
Shelley,
us our
all right.
day our daily bread.
Yeah, and the next bit.
Forgive us all our trespasses.
As we forgive those who trespass against
that's
us.
That's it. What's next?
Forever and ever.
Amen.
No, there's something else
up
there, isn't
there? I think you're right. There is a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like everything was drummed into at school, wasn't it?
It was.
Like, 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 3 is 6. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You better think about that then, Keith.
I was thinking about the Queen again.
Yeah. But the thing, if you don't go to church regularly, you forget the Lord's Prayer, don't you?
Yeah.
Father. No, I wouldn't say
no,
that.
No, I haven't forgotten it.
Your head.
Yeah, well,
it's
yeah.
like riding a bike, isn't it? Once you've learned how to ride a bike. You never fall off, do you?
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy
kingdom come,
yeah.
thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us
give
this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Forever and ever. Amen.
No,
the order is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Ah, that's not what it's got here, but
no, it's been,
see,
it's
I remember
been
that.
Over the centuries, mate, many times.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
Yeah, it's been rewritten. Yeah.
All right.
What's the next one she's on about?
What were we talking about?
Well, there was CPR, wasn't there? That was one.
No, I don't know how to do CPR.
Don't you?
No.
See, I do. I'm a number 5 there.
Oh right.
And I can put somebody in the recovery position. I'm a number
just
5.
As long as he ain't facing north, you're right.
It all depends who it is, if I want them to live or not.
Oh, You'll never do that down about the compass, you know.
Well, I see, I'm a number one there. I'm sorry, I'm a number one in politics.
Yeah.
But you just bought yourself a brand new car, right?
Yeah.
And you're driving along and think, oh, I'm not quite sure where I'm going. So you put the sat nav on and Shirley comes on.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Go north, head towards Ryde.
In the south. Recalculating.
Well, that's dreadful, isn't it?
What's that now?
Do you know how to iron a shirt? Oh, you don't wear them, do you? Because you wear vests all the time.
No, I have got shirts. I wear shirts to funerals and whatnot. Oh,
to funerals.
You can't go to a funeral in a T-shirt.
I hope you don't. You come and see us in a T-shirt.
Yeah, and I've gone to a funeral in a Hawaiian shirt as well. I got asked to wear something colourful.
That's good. If you're asked to wear something colourful.
Yeah.
As long as you didn't wear your vest.
Funerals are forever changing now. It's more like a celebration of life.
It is. If it's a child or something, you wouldn't, would you?
No. It depends. There's a funeral that was local to me, and the child died of cancer. They were all dressed in pink.
Yeah, yeah, because that is associated with cancer, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
There are six verses
six
to the
verses?
National Anthem. Yeah.
Six?
Yeah.
Goodness me.
Yeah, I knew there's a few.
Yeah, it's quite an eye opener actually. But you try and get Wayne Rooney to remember that whenever every time the England football team plays. You got Fat Charles. He can't remember the one verse, can he?
Well, it's been rewritten with one of the verses. It's long to bomb over them, wasn't it?
Oh right, okay.
I got another question here for you, Keith.
Go on in.
Do you know your alcohol limits?
I don't drink.
Oh, don't you?
No. Used to. Yeah, I don't drink now. When you say limits, what percentages?
Well, I think
whiskey's around about 40 or 50% in it. Then you can get rum that's 70%. And
you see, I don't know. I mean, I don't drive, but
you're on about drinking limits?
Yeah, I mean, if I was a driver, I wouldn't know how much I could drink and drive.
Oh, isn't it something like 50 milligrams or something like that?
Yeah, but I don't think any of us really know, do we?
No, I ain't got a clue.
No.
I haven't got a clue. I just don't.
Zero tolerance.
That's exactly it.
Keys at home.
Yeah, absolutely right. That's the rule of thumb that I have.
Yeah, it's got to be. You know, you might think, I'm going to go out for one, then you end up, somebody buys you another one.
It all comes down to what you've actually eaten as well. So if you haven't eaten anything, you've had a drink, it's going to impair your thought process for sure.
Mate. Yeah,
I've just got one other one for you, Keith.
What's
which
that?
I think is a good one for you. When a woman says I'm fine, she's not fine.
No, that's right.
Especially when she's building a shed.
do you agree with that?
Especially when she's looking for north. No. it's a different. Oh crikey! I was once told that women are a strange breed of cattle.
I like that.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I think the person that told me that was dead right.
Do you know your wedding anniversary date? Yes, you do.
Of course I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you?
14th of July 1979.
Sorry, when was that, Keith?
14th of July 1979.
1979?
Yeah.
14th of July. Wow.
Is it Bastille Day or something?
It is, 14th of July, it is, and also Live Aid happened 6 years after that, on that day.
Oh, did it really?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, look at that,
look. Yeah.
Trend.
I remember that.
You have, yeah.
There we go. What's the other one, then? No more?
You want another one?
Go on, then.
Oh, you're like Ian with this, I think. Have a wet shave correctly. You don't, do you?
What, wet shave?
Yeah, I know Ian doesn't.
I haven't had a wet shave this year.
You've got stubble.
A wet shave, that's where you use the foam, innit?
You've got a stubble, haven't you, as well?
Stubble? I've got a full-grown bush now.
Have you?
Yeah.
Grapple me great much.
Wow.
Grapple me great much. Got this amazing, amazing hair.
Yeah, let's get there, yeah.
You see, I can't ask you the next one, then.
What's that?
What's the right amount of aftershave you should use? Do you use aftershave, Ian?
I use now and again. And it's
Even though you've got a beard?
No, it's not aftershave. It's what they call it.
Body.
You actually complimented on it once.
Did I? Your body?
No, you said how nice I smell.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
See, that's the one thing I can't get my head around the fact that men will have a shave and then splash on some of that stuff and go, ow, ow, ho, ho, ho. and they'll do all, and it's because it stings, doesn't it?
It does
Why?
Sting, yeah.
Why?
Didn't they used to put hot towels around you in the barbers?
That's right.
What was that for?
Well, that's to soften, moisten your skin.
Well, after you've had a shave or before?
I don't know, because when a woman has a facial, she has a hot towel put on her face.
What was that?
When a woman has a facial...
She has a hot towel put on her face as well. It's to soften your skin.
Well, they were about that on Good Morning, weren't they?
I didn't see it this morning. I saw...
No, that was last week. Apparently so.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
That's
I don't
a story
know.
Completely.
Hey, look, we got to get on, Keith. Yeah, we're going to move on. We're going
to run out of questions then.
But, well, we have, but we don't want you hogging it all. If you ain't here tomorrow, how are we going to manage without you? That's the thing.
I'm not here. You're not here tomorrow. We'll be off to.
Well, no, if I ain't here, if you ain't here tomorrow,
I'm going to take me off to.
He's going up north.
I'm going to try and find north.
Make sure you pack that haversack with plenty of food. Yeah. Well,
thanks for being there, Keith.
Bye-bye.
Cheers
Keith.
Now. Bye. Okay, so do you want the next verse of the God Save Our Queen?
Yeah, let's have it in.
Verse 2 is, O Lord our God, arise, scatter her enemies and make them fall. Confound their politics, frustrate their knavish tricks. On thee, our hopes we fix. God save us all.
What a load of rubbish. I'm sorry.
That's not very nice, is it?
No, I shouldn't have said that.
That's dreadful. To the tower with you. You've gone right down
off
now.
Off is my head.
Right down in my estimation.
Well, I like our tune of our national anthem. I think I like the tune of it. And when you hear other countries' national anthems, their tunes are so dreary, aren't they?
Some are.
Some are really dreary.
Some are really dreary and some are really good.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Da 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 da
da. I like that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's better than ours.
But do you think so? You see, I think we should have, and I've forgotten what it's called now. It'll come to me.
Rule Britannia. Britannia rules the waves.
Yeah, that's a good one. Rule
Britannia. Britannia rules the waves. La da 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 da. Yeah, no, that's I like that one.
Yeah.
Maybe we should.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want the third verse?
I don't really know after the second.
Thy choicest gifts in store, on her be pleased to pour. Long may she reign, may she defend our laws, and ever give us cause to sing with heart and voice, God Save the Queen.
Well, that's not too bad. That's better than the second one.
Better than the second one. Yeah. It goes off a bit in the second verse. What else have we got to do, or we should do? Should be able to do? You're saying. Put somebody
sorry.
In see.
I'm
see
sorry.
Yeah, sorry, I was talking
you're,
to you. Yeah.
You're talking to me.
You're definitely. When we did the. Just in case you just switched on and we were giving you a. You know, how intelligent are you on a scale of 1 to 5? Where did you pitch yourself?
Do you know how to tune a TV? Well, of course you do. But my husband doesn't.
Do you tune a TV now?
Yeah. Well, you have to sometimes, don't you?
Right.
My husband can't do it. I have to fiddle with it.
Okay.
Sorry.
See, it's all changed now. You know, years ago, you would have the knob on the TV, wouldn't you? And the buttons to push the channels.
Yeah, that's right.
And you would twiddle them
that's
around,
right.
wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Nowadays, when you turn on a brand new TV, it will say, do you want to program this TV? And you say, yes.
Yeah.
And you've plugged it in and you go click, click,
and you
click.
And you have to use your remote control.
And it finds it all and programs it for you.
Yeah, well, you see, I keep finding programs. I keep finding drama TV.
Right.
And then it's gone the next day.
Has it?
So I So I don't know how to tune a TV then, do I?
No, you don't.
No.
And neither does your husband.
No.
I'm wondering how you get on in life.
You see, and I don't know the offside rule either. I have tried and tried to explain it to me, and I do not know it, and I don't think Brandon knows it. He's looking through the window.
Brandon knows it.
Does he?
Yeah, he's super intelligent. Brandon would know.
I just can't understand it.
Some referees that I've seen refereeing a game, they don't get it either, so don't worry.
I can't get my head round.
Yeah, but you wouldn't, would you? It's a football match, and why? You don't need to. I've always thought that with a woman, it's need to know. Do you need to know? No, I'm not going to fill my head with it then.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't mind. Do you know how to change a nappy?
I've changed many a nappy in my time.
Well, they were the old-fashioned ones with a pin.
No, definitely not.
No. Right. See, they should bring them back in.
Should they?
Yeah, definitely.
You just imagine how many times those poor little kids will get, like, you know, stabbed with a pin.
No, they don't. They didn't.
Well, yeah, but...
But look at all these disposable nappies now. They're all being thrown away on the tip and everything, clogging up everywhere.
Yeah.
We used to have proper nappies and wash them and use them again and again.
It's a fair point.
And, you know, it was lovely to look on your washing line and see who had the whitest nappies down the road.
Yeah, no, it's a fair point. We live in a throwaway society nowadays.
Yeah, I honestly think they should go back to the old nappies. Do you know how to put up a tent? Well,
yeah.
It all depends how big it is, I suppose, doesn't it, really?
I know how to put up a tent, yeah.
Well...
I've put up a tent before.
Yeah, I did in the... I wasn't in the Girl Guides, was I?
No. Or were you? And you were lying.
I'm not telling you now. I don't know this one either. Premier League favourites.
Premier League favourites?
I don't even know what the Premier League is, really, in football.
Well, it's the league that they play in, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't understand what the Premier League is.
Well, that's it, isn't it? It's the league that they play in.
When a woman says, do what you want, do not do what you want.
Do what you want,
what
I don't care.
Do what you want, do not do what you want.
Right.
Right, I don't understand that bit.
No, I don't understand the question. Was there a question in there somewhere?
Well, these are ones you should be able to answer.
Okay, look.
Do you know your height?
Yes.
You see, I don't really know mine.
I'm 6'1".
You're not.
I am.
Yeah, you're not, Ian.
These are some of the questions that we've asked people. Should we know CPR? Should we know the national anthem? Should we know the words to it? And what was the other thing? There was another thing that we did ask the question. Should we know CPR?
Do you know
how it works?
North.
How to wire a plug?
Yeah.
Which way is north? And the words to the national anthem. Ronkers Bonkers says yes, all except the last one. Joyce says, I can do all of those things, Ian, but I still can't ride a bike and whistle. That'll be... Yeah, but you've got to ride a bike and whistle.
All right,
well.
Hold on, let me get on my bike.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're struggling to whistle. Agreed, says Ali, on the not being able to sing the national anthem. It's not the Queen's fault. We shouldn't take it out on the Queen that the Greens didn't get voted in.
No.
Ali also says, I'd probably add find water, grow food, and pour a decent martini. Ruthie says, I only know one of these, Ian, haha, and that's the north. Are you surprised? I doubt, haha. That's Ruthie Bennett. Now, if you ever want cheering up, if you ever want cheering up, I dare you to go in and see the lovely lady that is next door to Jay the Lardy Barber's place, Squire's Barber place.
Oh, the shoe
in
place.
Pearl Street. It's they do shoe repairs and Ruthie's in there. Just ask for a roofing, she'll come out, and just a little smile is enough to brighten up your day.
All right, I'll go and ask her if she knows where north is.
She's the funniest lady I know. She really is.
They used to have a dog in there all the time. Is he
still in there?
Yeah,
really? Still alive. They haven't had it destroyed yet. that's the messages from what we should be able to do. What other things have you got there? What should we be able to do?
What, another question you want, Ian? Change a tyre.
Should be able to change it. Have you changed a tyre before?
Gosh, no.
I've changed a tyre. Well, I've also fixed a tyre on bicycle as well. I used to have a puncture repair kit.
I could do that. I used to be able to do that. You put it in water, don't you? To find the hole.
Put it in water, find the hole, you mark it with a bit of crayon.
That's
then
it.
You dry it off, and then you put some glue around it and stick the patch over done.
I've done that, yeah. You know your wedding anniversary date, don't you?
To be honest, I'm not quite sure. Am I either early or a day late?
I can't remember.
It's April for now, anyway.
Right, so it's just April, is it, for now? You know how to change a light bulb? Yes.
Yeah,
that's
easy enough,
isn't it? When to accept defeat and apologise? Ah.
I'm very good at accepting defeat.
Are you?
And apologising, yeah.
Do you?
I'm always... If I'm in the wrong, I'll say.
You'll apologise?
I'll say when I'm in the wrong, don't you worry.
You'll apologise, okay.
I'm forever doing it.
Do you know, I think I know this one.
Go
the
on.
Year England won the World Cup.
What year was
66,
it?
66, wasn't
You're
it?
You're absolutely right, 1966.
Well, that's when I met my husband, you see.
Oh.
That's the only reason.
I'll tell you what we're going to do there, Cheryl. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
You can have a little drinky, and then water, and then we'll come back after a quick break.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone, 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
White Fibre, the island's fastest broadband. But don't just take our word for it. Here's James Pickett from Arriton.
Setting up costs were reasonable. The people who came to do it came when they said they would and did what they said they'd do. It's fast and it's a revelation to someone who's had spent 10 years down a one megabit BT line.
Get the island's fastest broadband free for 12 months. Call 240240.
WhiteFibre.com.
24-month contract required. Faster speeds available in all cabled areas.
If you're one of those people that has to live life on a tight budget, you might want to take advantage of the £10 meal deal at Hamilton's Fine Foods.
£10 meal deal, I started probably about 2 years ago now, and we've managed to sustain the prices that you still get the full value of that, which is the chicken, the mince, the ham, the sausages, and that chicken will go for a family of four quite easily. You've still got the stock afterwards if you want to, and the bones to make a soup. Sausages obviously is a meal in itself, the ham is another evening meal.
Hamilton's Fine Foods, you'll find them on Dace Way and Pyle Street in Newport, also in Wootton and Cowes too.
Whiteside, here's how it works. You need glasses? Visit an optician, then bring your prescription along to the friendly team in Cross Street Ryde. Whiteside is a boutique shop selling budget to designer frames and sunglasses. Stockists of Dior, Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana, Ray-Ban and many more. They are an independent retailer, so you can shop locally for first-class service and great glasses. You'll be spoilt for choice. Either visit them in Cross Street Ryde or check out www.whiteside.co.uk.
My name's Tony Bray. Several years ago, I read Maggie Curry's book, What You Believe Creates Your Reality. It was a turning point for me, and since then, I've achieved things I thought I would never be able to achieve. I've lost several stone in weight. I've managed to swim across the Solent twice. I've raised £16,000 for motor neurone disease. I've become the chairman of the association on the Isle of Wight, and all this started by just reading Maggie's book. I recommend you do so, and I recommend you speak to Maggie, because she will make a positive difference to your life. I totally guarantee it.
Contact me today on 01983 754 666 or email hello@maggiecurry.co.uk and let's start your life transformation.
Where do you go for a wide range of animal feeds, accessories and lots more? Sandown Pet Store are the island's premier store for all your pets' needs. We are open 6 days a week on St John's Road, Sandown. Telephone 01983 407788 and speak to Paul or Wendy for a friendly and reliable service.
Does your garden need attention? Why not call LCL, Lee Cook Landscaping, to put it right? They are specialists in driveways, patios and paths, brickwork and stonework, decking and furniture, fencing, water features, lawns and planting, and garden maintenance. You can find them at www.lclandscaping.webs.com. Interested in our services? Then get in touch with us via the form on our contact page and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Or email lclandscaping37@gmail.com. That's lclandscaping37@gmail.com. Lee Cook Landscaping is a high quality building and landscaping company partnered by D. Rigby Building and Landscaping.
While You Wait Services is a real Aladdin's Cave in Pyle Street, Newport. A truly local business that offers a fabulous friendly service. Leather repairs, shoe repairs, key cutting for your car, house or shed. In fact, any kind of keys. They're also experts in engraving, house signs, shoe dyeing. They also do zip replacement for that coat you don't want to throw away. A shop for so many uses. While You Wait Services in Pyle Street, Newport. It's the most useful shop in town.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240.
That's kind of kind of enjoying that. That was quite good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We're back. It's only 11 minutes to one, and Kevin is normally in by now,
yes,
isn't he?
Yes, he is, isn't he?
Fingers crossed he will be here. I know that the traffic is bad via Arrowton if you're coming in.
Oh, of course.
And it will be for the next 10 weeks or so, so good luck with that one. We were talking about the things you should be able to do, and we've been joined by Brandon. And we should have announced this, because it's a wonderful moment. Brandon is here on his very first day of his year-long apprentice.
Yes, fantastic.
So welcome, Brandon. You now have a speaking part of Vectis Radio.
Yeah, it's quite weird to think that I... Whoa, this microphone sounds weird.
It does.
Whoa, this is all new.
Ever thought it might be you? That sounds
I've never really been sat on this side now. It's been a while. I'm always sat on the microphone there, so it's...
Thursday afternoons, 1 till 4. It's yours.
Yeah. It feels really weird sitting on this side now. I have to turn my head and... Hello, Dame.
Hello, Dame.
But yes, my first day in, yeah.
You could do it with these microphones, can't you now? You can talk and turn your head,
you
can't slightly,
you? Yeah,
you can. Thank you for pointing that out. That means absolutely nothing to all those people at home. So, things that you should be able to do. Right. Now, you came in and basically let yourself down a bit because you said you didn't know what the national anthem, how it went.
Yeah.
Well, that's because I think society now doesn't really want to focus on the pride ship of... like British culture. You can't go into a school in front of, you know, because we're a multi-ethnical. You can't really go in and say you've got to read our anthem because it's British. I don't want to.
Yeah, that's a point.
That's the way we learnt in school, wasn't it?
Mm. Yeah, but then again, I went to a CE primary school, which is one of them Catholic kind of. You know, they do a bit of God's prayer and stuff, which I am not a Catholic at all.
Yeah,
I
but don't. They have the same national anthem as us, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know, but they never really read it out. I don't know any of the lines. I don't know anything like that. I've got a friend who's obsessed with British culture, and he's always constantly. You know, but yeah, I'm not.
We should do a, because this will really open your eyes, right? And you might get from a 1 to a 2 very quickly. We should do a British culture debate.
Oh, yeah, be careful.
We'll do that next week, the British culture debate.
Oh, I might go down to 1 and stay there.
There is a possibility.
It all depends what you're going to talk about. I've got a question here for Brandon.
Go on.
Okay.
Can you tie a tie?
Yeah, I can tie a tie.
Oh, that's okay then. I'm just checking.
I am a gentleman. I know how to do manly things.
Well, do you know how to polish your shoes?
Yes, I do. I've polished my shoes before. I went to Army Cadet Scouts.
Oh, do the laundry. See? Can you do the laundry? Do you know how to use the washing machine?
You're struggling now, aren't you?
Well, my mum does most of the... I know that you put the powder in the powder bit, and you put the liquid in the liquid bit, and then you put it round to around 30 or so. Just read the instructions. It's not hard.
Well, just put it like this. If you were
But the whites are the whites, but the reds are the reds. Don't mix.
If you were going to go live by yourself, would you know how to do the laundry yourself and everything?
I'd easily learn. It's just read the instructions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose
it's on the box.
See, my wife says to me, you'd never be able to manage that. I said, how do you think I managed before you came along?
What about put up a shelf? Could you put up a shelf?
Could you, Brandon? Piece of cake.
Yeah, just... screw it in, put the thing on top, screw that in, done.
Will it be level then?
Ah, what
about... Well, yeah, you'd have one of them bits that have the bubble bit, and then you got to lay it out straight.
Yeah, see, he's there.
And pencil it out, always use that pencil.
Yeah.
What about change a fuse?
Yep, that's easy, you unscrew the plug and put the fuse box in the little fuse
piece.
What
does the brown one mean?
Brown is earth wire, isn't
it? Yes, you see.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, earth wire is a safe wire.
That's the safe one. That's all I know. The brown one is the safe one.
Hang on
red
a minute.
And blue one.
Hang on.
Positive and negative.
Let's not electrocute many people now.
There's brown, blue and green, isn't there?
That's
brown is live, isn't it?
No,
brown
is earth.
No, it's earth isn't wire. It? It's the earth wire. That's why it's colored.
No, trust me, please. You'll electrocute many people out there.
Well, the earth.
The brown is the earth.
Earth wire is the yellow and green. It'll be a yellow and green stripy
thing. That's if you haven't got a brown one.
That's earth. Yeah, but brown... is live because it is also if it's a brown one it won't have a red wire because it will be brown instead.
Yeah, because
so
red
brown
wire
is live. Yeah, brown
yeah,
is.
But there's always a brown one in there, isn't there?
Yeah, brown is live.
I really thought that was earth.
Right, we've got a plug right there. Let's just take it out and check.
Don't know how to change a plug, then, do you?
I can change
quite
a plug.
Clearly.
I can change a plug. I know. I just put the things back in the holes where they've come from.
Well, that's common sense, but for God's sake, at home. That brown wire is not earth. It's yellow.
We've got someone checking up, is it?
It's yellow and green is the earth wire.
So Is there a brown one with the yellow and green then?
No, that's the live wire. And the neutral is the blue.
Why wouldn't it? We've just checked this up on here.
Okay, so there's the details there. Kevin's just coming in with a picture of it.
Ian's right. Neutral wire is blue. Earth wire is yellow and red.
Yeah.
And what's
thank
that?
Goodness. I'm glad you came in and confirmed that. There'll be people at home going, that idiot on the radio just electrocuted me. So you've gone down from a 1
to 0. You have a brand and a green with me.
Yeah, that's because I don't, as Dave said, just put it back where it was.
This is what I do. I just put it back in the hole where it came from.
Yeah, just put it back where it was. Don't even touch the plug. If the fuse goes, just buy a whole new
one. Don't go around Shirley's house and use anything electrical. God blimey, what else is what's next?
Do you know how to put anybody in the recovery position, Brandon?
Yeah, you need to put their left leg, you need to bend it slightly,
that's
put their
right.
leg over it,
over
their
the
arm
other
needs
leg.
To go next to the head, and then their
that's
arm.
Right.
Yeah, so they've got enough breathing space
and
if in
up,
case.
Their chin up, yeah. Well done.
Your microphone is very, very loud. Can you just go back about 6 inches?
I'm loud, that's what it is.
That's better, that's lovely.
Well,
he's
got a man's voice, that's why.
It's because I'm usually used to sticking my head right next to that microphone.
Exactly.
But I like this microphone.
Do you know how many inches? In a foot.
How many inches are in a foot? Isn't it three? No.
Three?
No, it's 3 foot and an inch.
You see, they don't
I swear
know,
it's that.
You see? 3 foot and an inch.
Well, at least you're all right. I mean, at least you know how to change your blood.
You do it the old way. You do it the old way. So I do centimetres, millimetres and metres because they all equal the same.
Yeah, if you asked me centimetres, I couldn't tell you.
Well, there's a 100... No, it's 10 millimetres...
I don't know.
In a centimetre. 100 millimetres and 10 centimetres. 100 centimetres is a metre, I swear.
I don't know. I'm still in my yards, feet and inches, mate.
Sorry, what was the question again?
I've not done measurements.
How many inches in a foot?
How many inches in a foot? So you're saying 3. 3 inches in a foot.
I don't do inches. I don't do inches or foot.
There's 12.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Do you know what? In your measurements, then I've probably got a 2 foot shed at home. 3 foot at a stretch. Anyway.
Oh dear. What have we got here that you know your height, don't you?
Yeah.
You don't know when you
wed. We're both about 6'1".
You don't know when your wedding. You don't know when your wedding anniversary is because you're not married.
Do you know how to change a nappy?
Have you ever changed a nappy?
No, but I have the idea that you put the bit behind, you put the bit forward.
Going to give it a go.
Then you use it. Then you use the tape. That's it. Done. If not, just a lot of gaffer tape.
We used to do it with pins, big pins. Brandon.
Oh yeah, the big old yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're dangerous now. They're considered dangerous.
What's next?
Had his hair cut. Sorry.
What's next? What else have you got? We're running out of time.
Difference between ale and lager.
Ale and lager. Do you know what the difference is between ale and lager?
Isn't it how hot they are when they change because they put the alcohol levels in it, don't they? Well, I know that the ale is better than the lager.
Yeah,
my opinion. Same as a cider is better than a beer.
Yeah. Would you know if you had a glass of ale and a glass of lager? Because
one would be darker than the other.
Would it?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. One would be really dark.
Isn't lager the darkest?
Like onion water.
Is it? Yeah, I didn't know that.
All right, what's next? Do a couple more if we've got time here.
Quickly. Build a fire.
Build a fire. Make sure it's a triangular shape with air underneath so the air can circulate.
Triangular? That's going a bit far, isn't it?
Well, because if it goes like that, the air needs to come underneath and up, and that's how the fire...
You can blow then, can't you, underneath?
Yeah.
Can't get this tonight. It's not triangular.
Do you know how to fix a toilet?
Well, what's wrong with
your hand down.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know. Okay. It's to do with the ball cock or something, isn't it?
All right, okay.
Oh, no. Keep them flushing it if it doesn't work.
One more, Dame Shirley.
What wires in a plug represent?
we should just re-emphasise that.
Don't use the brown wire.
The brown wire is in fact live. It's not the neutral. It's not the the
make
earth.
A lot of difference. You just put it back in when it comes.
Oh, of course you do. Yeah,
just put them together to see what happens.
And watch the fireworks. Hey. Anyway, thank you for being there.
That's
so,
okay.
Come on, be honest now. If you were going for level of intelligence when it comes down to Dame Shirley, 5 is the highest, 1 is the lowest. Where would you put Dame Shirley?
2.
A 2?
She's not super intelligent, but she's intelligent enough.
You obviously haven't been listening to the last 55 minutes then. Hey, look, that's just about it, peeps. Thank you for being there.